Mike Johnson, Democrats seem to hate President Trump more than they love America. By Jeff Poor on March 16, 2025. During Saturday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, House Speaker Mike Johnson gave his take on his inability to work with the other side of the aisle, which was demonstrated during last week's passage of the continuing resolution to fund the federal government. Johnson argued those difficulties showed there were Democrats who hated Trump more than they loved the country. So the next big thing on our plate is the reconciliation process, and that's what we call the one big, beautiful bill, he said. And in that will be all of our campaign commitments. The promises we made on the campaign trail, the big priorities of President Trump in the White House. We're going to put it all together, so you'll have border security completely funded to ensure we stay on top of that problem. We'll get back to American energy dominance again. Thank goodness. That will be good for the economy and national security. We'll help to continue to restore peace and exert peace through strength. That's one of our guiding principles. And of course, the tax component, as you said, Mark, along with regulatory reform. He continued, we've got to make sure that the Trump-era tax cuts from the first administration are extended, and we're going to do it in a permanent fashion. And so what that will do is give stability to the market. So we'll make sure that we don't have the largest tax increase in U.S. history, which is what would happen by default if we failed in this mission at the end of this year. So a lot of big work, a lot of compromises and discussion and deliberation has been made over the next 5 to 6 weeks among the Republican Party. But we will do this on our own because I anticipate we'll have zero Democrats to help with this. Mark, they have shown, as they did with this vote on the resolution to fund the government, that they seem to hate President Trump more than they love America. So the responsibility of governing the country falls to Republicans, and we are going to do that. We're going to fulfill that mission. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.